It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody. Oh, I can't shut it off. There we go.
What do you mean you can't shut off our audience?
You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than a school shooting.
Oh, God. That's your dad for this week?
No, it's a figment of your imagination.
Oh, thank God.
You could join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking on air. You want to call in? You can call in now if you wish. 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined by Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pip Helix.
Hi.
What?
You're just sounding very excited tonight.
Yeah.
You jumped up like three octaves. I have to say, Davin played them. I started cracking my shit up.
Joe will be here soon. Not that soon, but soonish.
Soon enough.
Well.
Not soon enough for you,
no,
but he will be here.
Joe will be here.
Yes.
On the show, Detective Dave Daugherty is back in the house. Actually, not back. He's in his house. But he's going to call in because Dave used to run background checks for New Jersey.
Yeah.
So I think it's very interesting with everything that's going on in the news. It really has just been going on nonstop. I mean, we have these school shootings, it seems like, every week.
Or a club or a...
Right, but yeah. I think it's good to get somebody who's actually run the background checks and can probably tell you some of the strengths and the weaknesses, at least that he sees in New Jersey and maybe other states.
Yeah. I can't wait for him to tell us about this.
Really? I did not know you were so excited.
Yeah, no, I really am. I think that this is a really timely and important topic.
I'll tell you what. Somebody really plans a good show. Anyway.
Who would that be?
I don't know, but you know what he deserves. You know what he deserves? Yes, he does.
Oh, my goodness. Did you hurt your arm? Trying to pat yourself on the back there?
Nope, I stretched. I'm good.
Okay, good. All right. As long as you work out before we get to that part.
Yeah. I also want to, if we have time, I want to talk to Dave about school security.
Oh, yeah.
It was actually our superintendent of the schools here actually sent us what they're doing and what they plan on doing.
Oh, I bet that's happening in a lot of communities.
I bet it is. But our school budget always passes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When you have a forward thinking, mm-hmm. and I don't mean that as progressive versus conservative,
right?
But when you have a forward thinking community,
mm-hmm.
you can implement certain things. So I want to go over those with Dave, see what he thinks about that, and he might have done school security,
maybe what they suggested to the off, you know?
Yeah. So like to get his take on that.
Yeah.
We'll do a little bit more of BitConnect.
Yeah, I know.
See some of that, and perhaps. Pip's favorite or second favorite part of the show tonight?
I'm really excited about the talking to Dave about gun safety and gun checks, but this is going my stories.
Jane's back.
Yes. Oh, this is like this is like one of the better stories that we have. So
what do you mean What do you mean?
Well, I mean of the scammers. You know.
Oh.
I mean, like I really like your one-on-one interactions and the craziest shit fake Davin does to them.
Yeah. I mean, Jane's been a challenge because she was hitting me up for stuff right away.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of downtime between mm-hmm. Jane and I, but business is about to pick up. So we'll do, you know, in the coming weeks, we'll do some Anne, we'll do some Jane, we'll, you know, that's not going to be every week.
Right.
But we'll, you know, spread out the Anne. We haven't been doing as much Anne as we used to.
No.
And I still have plenty more to do. But, you know, Jane deserves her time, too.
Absolutely.
So we'll do that.
New stories.
Yeah. Yeah. New
sort
story.
Of like when they fill in with a mid-season feature and then they go back to whatever's on the show.
Right.
That time slot. So that's Dark Jane.
Well, I look at Jane as somewhat better than a mid-feature replacement.
Well, I'm sometimes they get picked up for a full season themselves, so that's what we're seeing.
Joe says 7:15, okay. So we'll see Joe around 7:30, right before we go to break.
Yes.
That's pretty much what
I mean, he hopes for the best, and we...
Does Joe still think he's fooling us by putting in these times and showing up significantly after that?
Yes,
oh,
he does.
Okay.
I think he does.
So we'll see Joe in about an hour from now, which is unfortunate because there is something I want Joe to be here for when I discussed, but I'm not going to hold up the whole show for Joe.
Okay. Well, we'll hold up as long as we can.
Last week was like the first time in weeks that we were able to actually catch up a little bit with Joe.
I know, because you know, he got here in time for the chit-chat portion,
yes.
So we got to chit-chat with him.
With Joe. So what's going on?
Well, I just went away over the weekend to Pennsylvania Dutch country.
To see your Me Too friend? The one that's abused?
No.
Okay.
She's in a different part of the state.
Okay. Because I know you got an abused friend there. Whenever you go to PA, I'm thinking to myself, what a horrible weekend in store for you.
Oh, my God, no.
I mean, not that you shouldn't support your friend at all. This ain't going to be fun.
There have definitely been times that I visited that were not even close to fun.
But this was just a fun weekend.
This was just a fun weekend. Every President's weekend, I go away with my girlfriends, and we drink, eat, shop, and are stupid together. It's great.
All right, that sounds like fun.
Really look forward to it.
I feel like it should be someplace better than Amish country.
Well, no, I mean, that suits us because they have outlet shopping, which we love.
We have that here.
I know, but we go out and it's quieter out there.
Well,
and
because there's no electricity, they're fucking Amish.
We like to churn butter.
Yeah, like I feel like you're getting like, what is it, horseshoe pie?
No, that's shoe fly pie.
Oh,
some
whatever the fuck
it is.
See, I don't, yeah.
Horseshoe.
Really? Well, why is that funny and shoe fly pie is not? Like, I'm saying something ridiculous, but shoe fly pie is a perfectly acceptable name.
No,
fuck you!
They're all stupid.
Okay, thank you.
No, they are all
stupid.
All
right, fine. I felt a little mocking laugh at me.
No, I was thinking horse pie.
Horse poo pie.
Horse poo pie.
Ooh, fudgy and alfalfa.
There's a lot of that out there.
Yeah, there is a lot of that. But that you go there every year.
Yeah.
Feel like we do this show and the recap of this trip every year?
Probably.
Anything interesting happen?
Actually, there was almost a shame on you kind of, you know, you stink moment, but it all turned out okay.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Show's better if it doesn't.
I know. I was working up to, oh boy, this is going to be great for the show. And it was like, wah, wah. Oh,
it's never
turned
stopped
out okay.
You before.
I know.
Well, I just want to take this in because a lot of times you go, I have something great. And I go, I'll be the judge of that. And it's not. But you're already going in going, this isn't that good. So I feel like I need to get my little fingers ready for the blah, blah, blah. I feel like it's been a long time since we've had that. But I feel like we might be in store for that.
No, it's actually a pretty succinct story.
Okay.
Because we were out at the outlets, and one of my girls loves Coach bags.
Okay.
You know, you familiar with that name?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay. You know, those designer bags don't really enthrall me, especially ones with logos on them, but a lot of people go crazy for them.
Okay.
We go over there because I knew she was going to be heading that way, and they're having a 70% off sale.
It's good deal.
And my girlfriend has a coupon for 25% off of like part of that.
Yeah.
So it was like, holy shit, they're giving away Coach bags. It's pretty much what
it was going to be a significant discount.
Significant. I would never touch these things with a 10-foot pole without a gigantic discount like this.
Oh, so you were going to get one too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so and I went a little crazy. I walked in and I fell in love, deeply in perverse love with this green bag. I don't know why, but I wanted that
green
so bad.
Green leather bag.
Yes.
I envision this being like a very big bag, almost like a beach bag size.
No, not that big.
Small. Like a clutch?
Like no, not a clutch, but like normal purse size.
That's a lot of green.
It's a lot of green.
You're not a Jets fan. You're not an Eagles fan.
No, it's Kelly Green. It's not Jets green.
Jets colors used to be Kelly Green.
Yeah, okay. Well, still not not their color now. No, Kelly Green.
It's the brighter green.
It's bright green.
Yeah, that used to be their color in the 80s.
It's like, see that clip that's right behind you on the top of the
board? No, it's like, where is it? Over there, you can see it's buried the little Jets plastic helmet.
Okay.
Little fireman's helmet.
It's green screen green. Basically, it would completely disappear.
I guess Coach made that on a dare. I guess that was like straight to Outlet Mall.
Well, listen, everyone was like making big circles around the green bag to get away from it, and I was drawn in, and I looked at like. Oh, hello. I love you.
Interesting.
Can I take you home?
There's always one.
There's always one, and it was me. And so they saw the sucker born.
What's regular price for this?
$195?
$190? Right, no, like regular not outlet price?
Yeah.
So it's probably, that's not even that much.
No, it's not hugely expensive.
For a Coach bag, that's not a lot, I don't think.
I know, but I went, ah! And then with the discount... with their store discount, it was $88, and then my friend's discount brought it down even lower, and I didn't figure out what each individual
one was. So you're probably down to around 50, 60 bucks.
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So I went, yeah, at that price, I'll get those.
Sure.
So I fell in love with the green one, but then I said, I'll get a black one because it'll be more practical, and I can wear it to special functions. It'll go with everything.
See, but that's stupid. You fell in love with one. It's a cheap enough price.
Yeah.
That's stupid. Why don't you get what you love?
So I got both of them.
Oh, well, there you go. You're such a fucking woman.
You're
such a woman / hoarder. Really?
Yes. I saw the beautiful one that I fell in love
with. So you got them both for like the discount price?
Yeah.
It's not crazy.
And I called my girlfriend.
Not really crazy because you're practical and you still got the one you love. Can't kill you on that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all right.
I went both. And I called my girlfriend.
I don't know if this is worthy of my show.
No. I called my girlfriend. She said that she just recently said she was looking for a discount Coach bag. And I was like, you know, like, Jennifer, Coach bag's on sale. Unbelievable sale. And I'm taking pictures of stuff in the store and she's buying through me.
You know where else you can get discounted Coach bags?
What?
True story. Streets of South Korea. True story.
Really?
True story.
And are they real Coach bags?
Let's put it this way.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to South Korea, I bought my wife, and this is probably a decade ago that I went.
Okay.
Give or take.
Right.
I bought her a Coach, air quotes.
Air quotes.
Says Coach.
Uh-huh.
Leather backpack.
Okay.
Leather for like, I want to say like 50 bucks.
Right.
Which is a really good price.
Yes.
Wife loves the bag.
Right.
Still working, still functional.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can find really decent knockoffs. And I'm not above that.
You know what wasn't a good knockoff in South Korea?
What?
I'll tell you what was not a good knockoff. On the flight over, Maya, I had a really big suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
And it passed away on that trip.
Oh. It passed away.
Yes. So I have to get something to fly home in.
Oh, yeah.
And they have, like, really big suitcases. And this is before. I don't think the airlines were we're not doing the 50-pound limit then.
Yeah.
So you can really load up a suitcase.
Right. You could go shopping and have
room for it.
So
I bought one from the street. That shit was losing pieces of it on every fucking trip. It was like a snake shedding skin. Just like a little piece. Like it was, what a piece of garbage. It got me home. It lasted maybe a year. But like a wheel here, a handle here, a bumper there. Just a piece of outright garbage.
Now, was it supposed to be like a high end and it was calling itself that high end?
I don't really know suitcase names.
Yours was Leper Bag. It was losing pieces everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it was big. I mean, it didn't say Samsonite or anything. Like, I think I gave you a Samsonite.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't. And we have some good luggage, but I just needed something big.
Right.
And it did not do well at all. I got a couple jerseys made in South Korea.
Yeah, I mean, and they are holding up. They were
everything but the suitcase.
I love that it was loose in pieces.
Listen, right now I'm wearing a knockoff shirt. This is concert
is
shirt.
Is that one of those like ball sack shirts?
Ball sack shirt, baby.
But actually, it looks nice.
Yeah, this one's from 2010.
Some of them are quite well done, surprisingly.
Listen, I got ball sack shirts from like 30 years ago.
I'm sure.
So, you know, a little DNA with me every time. The person might not be alive, but their shirt is. But
it lives on in you.
This is a perfectly fine shirt.
No, it is. It's nice. Yeah. And, you know, it's that kind of like print on. They don't like I don't think they're iron-ons anymore. Or
no,
are
no,
they?
No,
it's they don't do that. But the it's not crumbly or like worn in places.
I mean, it's starting to break up a little bit. The shirt's 8 years old.
Yeah, but it looks absolutely fine.
Yeah. So I mean, there's some good knockoffs.
Quality. Yeah. Yeah. But you don't wear that all the time either. This is the first time I've seen you wear that particular one.
I don't wear anything all the time.
And I wish you would cover up more when I come here.
This is true.
Is it cold?
Nah, it's a nice day. Let the balls get some air.
God, I hoped for your sake it was because you were cold. Anyway,
that makes sense. You got your practical one and you got your fun one,
right?
And you're still paying less than you would normally because you got two. You're paying less than you would normally for one.
For one,
yeah.
And I called and I got my girl on the phone and I got her stuff that she wanted.
A little abusive of the discount, a little much.
I don't care. I don't care.
Kind of robbing from the man.
No. Totally, they're putting on sale. We're taking.
Okay.
So then each of my girlfriends got a purse as well. And
you get a purse and you get a purse.
And you get a purse. We're using the discount card now for the extra 25%. So they have to do lots of math because they're going to let us all use this discount card.
Which is very kind.
Which was really gracious.
But then again, how could they not if you put it all on credit card?
Right.
And
so,
you did put it all
no.
on credit. Oh, wow.
They divided it into three credit cards.
They are going above and beyond.
They did. And they're going over.
Nobody else is buying that green bag.
She's doing. Let's get that shit out of here. They're doing the math. She's, you know, doing this discount plus that one. And this is your total for your credit card. And this is your total. I mean, she's doing a lot of work. And they said it'll take a little while. And she kept saying, I said, I was trying to be nice. I'm like, wow, you're really mathing away over there. And she goes,
she don't need fucking commentary, stupid.
But she was stopped to talk to us for a second.
Yeah, you're slow because there's people behind.
No, the other lady was taking everybody.
Just fucking stop.
It was taking a while. I just said one little comment, and she said, I'm sorry. Like, I was criticizing her. I was...
No, but you know what?
Like saying thank you.
You know
for...
what? She's trying to do her fucking job.
I know.
What are you doing?
I just said
you're like
one
me. You,
comment.
You're like me. You can't stand fucking silence.
I can't.
I'm the same way. So shut the fuck up.
I know. I try to like tell myself, keep it in. They're busy. They don't need to hear this. And sometimes stuff escapes in public.
Because you're playing to your girls. You're playing to your audience.
Kind of, yeah.
A little shtick. Little checkout stand-up comedy for the girls.
A little bit, yeah. Okay. And fortunately, they find me funny. But
well, I mean, compared to their other friends, you are. Like, I don't really picture you and the girl. I consider you, and I don't know your friends, but I got a good idea of what they might be like. I consider you would be the life of the party.
No, not necessarily. They're funny.
Really?
Yes.
But then again, I know what
fun.
You consider funny, so I don't know if they're actually funny.
Joe's girl is very excited about the Coach bag for me.
Joe's girl's like, why didn't you call me?
I know, right? I know. Well, there was only so much time. She loves Coach. I'm sorry, Joe's girl.
Women do love Coach.
Yeah, they do.
Absolutely.
So here's the thing.
There's a thing.
So we go back to our place and we start drinking and eating and then we have... I
like how your hands are going like you're a fucking Viking who just like plundered a village.
Eat! Drink lots! Put on horn hat! Yeah. Ah!
You traced your roots, so it's not out of the question. You
yes,
are a little Viking.
I am a little Viking. Yeah. So we plundered. We were feeling very excited
about...
Helix
the horrible.
That's awesome.
Yeah, still there. I'm sure a lot of people will agree with my name for you.
I think that they already do. So we get back to the place and we're doing our stuff. And we do show and tell after we're done with all our shopping for the weekend. And we show the others what we bought and how, you know, tell stories about it. This is what
tell
we do.
Tell stories? We went away on the same fucking weekend.
Yeah, but we didn't shop together. We break up into...
Stories!
We do. Like... you know, Alyssa, you know, went up in another size. That's her one's
you know
granddaughter.
What? I got to give you the copy of the blah, blah, blah song so you can bring it next time, next weekend, when you fucking Yenta start to getting about your shopping stories.
We I've, do.
Oh, good God.
We do. It's show and tell. Oh. So it's interesting to us.
Such insipid conversation.
you would be slicing yourself with a letter opener just to get away
and
from
it. And if
Joe
was here, he would ask you to invite me next time.
Yes. You know, it's a good thing throwing yourself under the bus for Joe. You're a pal.
I could do this without Joe. I know how his mind thinks.
It's awesome.
I put on something on Facebook about the Parkland, about the kids and how like proud I am,
yeah.
And like how you know people say this generation in Tide Pods, and I go, all right, you know, I got to go now. I'm gonna go play chicken with the train. That's something our generation does.
Yes.
Joe types, let me know if you want. I go, shut up. I go, settle for a shut up, stupid, and I'll handle the rest later.
Awesome, you guys. So we get us up to the coach bags. They know what I've purchased. But I look in the bag, and there's one missing.
Uh-oh.
The black plain one.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's not there.
Oh, no.
And the bag that she gave me can only fit two of the big bags and the little wristlet that I got my friend Jennifer. And I was like, oh, my God, there wasn't another bag. She handed us all her stuff. And we walked away and we thanked her profusely, went to the car, went home.
Yeah, that's probably because you fucking distracted her.
And not at that point. So we're like, holy shit, where's the bag? And my friends were much more upset about it than I was even.
Because it wasn't your favorite.
No, I was upset because that would have like negated the whole point of getting a discount by losing a bag.
I understand.
So it was too late to call the store. We went back the next day. They had it. I was all ready. And
I kept it for you. That was nice.
My friend Barbara was ready to rip them a new one in case they argued with me.
Like, it's their fucking fault you went and left without it.
She didn't hand it to me.
She put it aside?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't know about that.
No, it was on the floor behind the counter, and then she brought the stuff up.
You think it was intentional?
No, I think that she just got completely flustered by all
the stuff.
Well,
maybe 90 of you shouldn't fucking use one fucking coupon next time. You know, maybe you don't have to be a bunch of fucking gavones and spend a little money.
Yeah, well, we did spend
a very little money.
Oh, no, we spent a lot of money, but
you're an animal lover and you're using leather. All right, noted.
Oh, I am not. I eat meat. I never claim to be a vegetarian or.
I understand.
I all love right. animals, but they're
well, there
tasty.
Go. There you go. Well, glad you got your jack. You're back.
Thank God. Yeah. All right. So what's up with you?
Let's see. Well, I realized how snarky I was. I mean, nothing much to talk about, though. I have other stuff. But, like, the other day I'm sitting at the table. The wife's at the table. And I'm opening up my email at AOL. Yeah, I still have AOL. And it goes, you've got mail. And out loud I go, do I?
Oh, my God. You have to bitch at the computer that
for
can't
no
answer
good reason.
You.
For no.
Do I?
The dirty look I got from the wife.
Well, yeah, because she's like had that shit from you from day one.
But just like, and it wasn't like a premeditated do I.
It just popped out of your mouth.
Yeah. You've got mail. Do I?
That's who you are.
What?
No, did you have the snark out of your mouth like this when you guys first met? Like, did
no.
you? Were you curtailing it? Like,
I've always been sarcastic.
Oh, I know.
Oh, I know.
Oh, well, since I've known you.
Yeah, I've always been sarcastic. Well, I don't know if such a thing existed when we first met. This type of snark. The Chandler.
Oh, right. No. But I mean, like in general, were you sarcastic and like snappy?
Always quick, always sarcastic.
At her?
At her. Well, I wasn't being at her. I was talking to AOL.
Oh, no, I know you were. But did you, or did you like...
Oh, like if you date me?
Yeah.
No, if you internet... A scammer girlfriend date me? Yes,
oh,
I am.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I am. But if you like date me in real life,
date?
No,
you curtail.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm. I mean, you know, once in a while I might. But like, if somebody's pissing me off, then you're gonna get it. But
right.
just like ruining a perfectly nice moment, generally no. Like she might maybe it's somebody else in her presence.
But that's what I mean. Like you're driving, somebody does something.
Oh, that happens now.
Yeah.
That happened, but like, we're like, it's like I would do to you and Joe.
Yeah.
Do I do it to her?
Right.
Or civilians generally?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I got a story about that coming up. But did I do it then? Did I do it then? Not really.
Well, you were still trying to get laid.
Not really. No, I mean, I'm much... I just said this on stage when I was off stage when I was talking to people on Friday night,
uh-huh.
and they were talking to me after the show. I go, I'm much nicer than the person I am up there, and they go, well, no, you seem nice up there. I'm like, do I?
You real life you is much nicer than the person sitting across from me at this table at this moment.
Absolutely, but that's something else I want to talk about too.
But I am much nicer than a person sitting across the table from you. Actually,
we're nice. We have morals.
Yeah,
we're awful to each other.
Yes,
you get it the least.
Yeah. You two rip into each other like you're two Rottweilers that haven't eaten in a week.
Our tolerance for each other has waned over the years.
Yeah, I know. And it's like somebody threw tenderized on you on both of you and said, go.
If you notice, I don't really usually lash out at Joe. I just give him a look.
Yeah. Which is great on radio.
It really is. Because I feel like it doesn't warrant. If it's funny, I'll laugh or say that's funny. But sometimes it doesn't warrant a comment. Just a look to let him know I wasn't impressed.
And sometimes I have to explain what's going on visually. Because.
But Joe gets the point.
Yeah, no, he knows.
Yes, he knows.
Feels chastened. I can see.
Yes.
It's like.
And you say, who is this chasing and why am I feeling him?
My God, me too moment. Joe, get your hands off of chasing.
No, but I am, to date me, yes. Ordinarily, to be with me ordinarily, I am not that snarky. I'm sure it comes out in everyday life.
Okay.
But like to be, no, because most people couldn't handle living with somebody like that.
No, they wouldn't. There have been people like different rock stars or actors or something that I just get the feeling. I'm like, you know what? I really do admire your art, but I would kill you if I had to live with you.
No, I know how to turn it off.
Yeah.
Clearly not that moment at AOL. But
funny.
All right. So I got a dilemma. A very unique situation happened to me, which is good for radio. I don't know if it's good for real life.
Oh, okay. We'll tell.
So okay, otherwise I'll play music.
Don't dangle that carrot. Spit it out, boy.
So I'm working with a feature who I know a little bit on Friday.
Okay.
I know him from the city.
Yeah.
I've hired him. You know, don't take him with me. I've never taken him with me on the road.
Okay.
We just happen to be working together.
Yeah.
So I know him a little bit. So while I'm on while he's on stage, I order and eat some nachos.
Yeah.
And there was a lot. There was like a lot, because they usually do with a lot.
Yeah.
I only ate a little. Yeah. I didn't have time. There was a lot of it. I figured I'll deal with this later.
Right.
Yeah. Nah, you know, I very often I'd like to go with the wings, but I'm like, this is just too messy before I go on stage.
Yeah.
I mean, wings seem delicious, but no. I mean, nachos I can usually wrangle.
Right. But going on stage with like sauce on both sides,
yeah,
of your mouth.
It's too much. There's too much stuff going on there. Even nachos are a gamble.
Yeah. Oh, there could be a mess.
Yeah. But so I ordered some. I eat a little bit. I figure I'll eat more later. That's what a lot of comics do.
Yeah, you take it to go.
Yeah. So I asked I asked the bartender if she'd like some.
Right. Oh, seems, that was nice.
Yeah, seems perfectly nice. She's like, no, she declines. So I'm on stage. You order the feature orders a fajita. He doesn't finish his fajita.
Right.
He asked the bartender about my nachos, and she says I offered her some, so she's sure I wouldn't mind if he ate some.
Oh, no, 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 no. No, 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 no.
I'll tell you what, I'm getting a much stronger vibe on this than we're going to get with the gun discussion later on. I'll tell you, you have clicked your feet into the sand, and you are making a stand. Go on, get this out.
There's
such a strong emotion from you.
I am not really happy with people eating my food when I'm not present to tell them that's okay.
I agree.
You know, it's like, I only ate so much of it because I was planning that to be another meal at another time.
I don't think I even have to explain why I only ate so
you
much
don't,
of it.
You don't have to have any excuse because it's yours.
I left it there.
And because
I didn't put the napkin on top, signaling all done.
Right, right. You know, you didn't say to anyone that, you know what, if anybody walks along and says, hey, I wonder if I could snag one of those that guy's nachos. Well, he offered some to me, so I'm sure he wouldn't mind if you took. I do fucking mind. Get your paws off my food unless I offer it.
So we agree.
Yes, absolutely. No, no, that's not done.
Such passion.
I just, get your hands off my food.
Right.
Ask first.
And there's still fajita.
Right. What are you, a piglet? You're going to, you have to have some of mine because you got sick of your fajita, little baby?
So I come off stage, and I notice some of the nachos are gone.
Of course.
He has his fork on my plate.
Oh! Wow!
The faces you are making, the lips are puckering, the eye. We talk about awful things on this show all the time. It never blows your mind the way this does. This is like when I say something truly awful and spectacularly brutal to a scammer. Is the reactions we are getting from you? Like this is the level of shock that we are getting. Like somebody had the balls to do this. That's what I'm getting from you.
Yes, because I will. I mean, I don't even want to know what happens in the kitchen, but once the food is in front of me, if you befoul my food with your own fork, with your mouth juices on it, and you are like, have the nerve to leave the fork on the plate, like, he didn't think it was not okay. It wasn't like he thought he was snaking them. He just went, oh, you know, I'm sharing it with you. And he left his fork there like a little territory marker.
And I haven't even permitted the sharing.
No. And that's like even worse. It's like, wait a minute. It's kind of like, and I know this is overblown, but this is first occurring to me. You're on the beach.
My nachos had a Me Too moment.
You're sitting with your girl.
Yeah.
Right? You get up to splash around the water. You come back. Some dude is sitting in the chair on the other side of your girl. He's got his hand on her thigh. What the fuck, dude? Not only are you touching, which you have not been permitted to do, but you left your hand there when I walked up. That's almost like, you want to throw down?
Yeah, what? The nachos are worse, though, but yeah.
Yeah.
I can get another girl, but nachos?
Nachos? Not that perfect nachos, the way they are? I was looking forward to eating all of them by myself in front of the television when I got home.
Yeah, because nachos are the type of thing you bring back to the room.
You bring back to the room, and you eat them because they're kind of messy. So now you can just, like, chow down.
Yes.
And if you drop something, you're not
a little basic cable,
out.
You know, post-show nacho.
So
his fork's on my plate, but he has a to-go box for his fajitas. The fajitas are in a to-go box.
Okay.
So
his food's locked up and safe.
Yes.
So if you opened his to-go box and you reached your fork in to get a little fajita.
Did not occur to me, but.
I think at that point I'd be like, oh, let me taste your fajita. And I'd jam my fork in there.
So they tell me this happens. I'm a little surprised.
I am too.
I don't say anything, though. I'm very bad at this.
Yeah.
Would you say something?
I would probably say it and pretend it was joking, but I'm serious.
Mm. Now, these aren't complimentary nachos. I'm paying half price for the nachos.
That's even worse.
Yeah, so it's not free nachos.
Right. I mean, if it was like, but if it was free nachos, get a little mini order of nachos for yourself if it's free. You know what I mean? Like,
well, you get to order like a dinner. This is my dinner.
Right. Yeah. I know.
So he asked me if he could have some more. What else do you say? Yeah, what do you say? He's already in. He's invested in the nachos.
See, at this point, this is where my insecurity would pop in. Because I am Zoftig, there's already this.
By the way, he's very skinny.
Oh! I would
much
be.
Much younger, too. 24.
See. Nobody raised him right. See, now
Joe would be right. These damn millennials.
Yeah, these damn millennials. Get your fucking paws out.
I bet Joe
would
be fucking flipping out over
this.
Oh,
he would.
Yeah.
He would, but because it's just rudeness. But the other thing is, now I feel territorial about this.
You pee on the nachos.
This. Yeah. I'd lick everyone.
I feel like that has to be the move going forward.
Spit on your nachos next time because, yeah.
And show everybody I have spit
on the nachos.
Yeah.
I think that
the daughter does that. Like if she's eating something that could potentially be shared, like a piece of cake,
no,
she'll lick it.
No,
oh, yeah.
What does she think that you people are? That you would just like dive into her plate? You're her parents,
or that we're gonna let her spit get in the way of us getting chocolate cake?
I know. It's like that's really the stupid
you,
move.
You know what's better than that?
Yeah, we're family.
Cake. It's cake.
We have, first of all, we have already shared all the cooties in this place because there's just.
I got to tell you.
Yeah.
She licks. I'm done.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. No, I would be out.
The cake is yours.
Listen. I've swapped all kinds of cooties with my husband. If he licks his food, I'm not eating it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I pushed out. on saying no. It seems to be a recurring theme on this show for me pussing out on stuff like this.
It's a lot easier for me to like bluster and everything. In person, I would feel weird about it because there's this thing about like if you're fat and you're like taking possession over your own food, you know, it's like, oh, of course the fatty's gonna freak out about food. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
like,
your dinner.
I know, but I would feel insecure about
that. See,
that
didn't enter into my mind.
Well, because you're not a big gal.
I'm not a big gal. I haven't had the procedures yet.
But I might say, not for nothing, dude, but that's my dinner for later.
Yeah, yeah, you got bigger balls than I should have. You're right.
I mean,
I'm completely taken. Remember, I've just come off stage. I've done like an hour and 10.
Right, right. But you know what's really difficult, though? It's a weird situation. And also, what's difficult for a lot of people, I find that my brother has this problem, too. He will go, not that you did this, but he will go from completely passive to very aggressive. And he skips assertive. You can be assertive and stand
up
for yourself.
I was none of it. I was very passive. Passive to pussy.
You like tail between the legs. Yeah, please eat all my nachos.
But you know, I'm kind of distracted because I got to set up the merch table. I got to get my merchandise set up. I got to try to sell some stuff before they leave.
Yeah.
So I don't really, I'm not really.
You don't have time for this battle royale.
Right. I don't have time to focus on my nachos.
That's a damn shame.
It is
That's
a damn,
horrible
because
statement.
Again, in my mind, the nachos are for later when business has been taken care
right,
of.
Right, because they're a little messy. They're delicious.
You
but
can't stand by the
later.
Merch table selling DVDs and eating nachos.
Yeah, I know.
Then I look like a slovenly pig. Really, you have to stop eating. Now I have eaten on stage, as I've talked about on a rare occasion. But I mean, generally, it's not a practice I do.
No, I can't imagine that most people want to see somebody like snarking on food, you know, smacking on food and you know, seeing their mouth chewing. Like, even gum on stage is like.
No, you can't chew gum.
No,
on stage.
No.
So he asked if he could have some.
Yes.
I'm like, yeah, sure. He pretty much finished off the plate of nachos.
Oh!
Oh, wow. That was a primal scream.
I am so pissed off at this skinny bastard right now.
Wow. You know, we've been doing this close to 7 years. Never have we invoked such bad. We did your Me Too stuff. We've covered people getting ripped off. We've done horrible stories. Never, Pip Helix, have we had such a primal scream.
And you'll notice that I screamed with good mic technique. I backed away.
You've gotten much better at this. It's pretty impressive.
I am so annoyed. That's so rude. So rude. He's in the same boat as you. He knows.
No, he's got fajitas.
No, but I mean, he knows what the thing is that you have to pay some, but they give you a discount because you're performing.
Yeah.
I mean, some places are really nice and they give you free food, but you know, you're still going to tip whoever waited
and
on
I,
you.
So the nachos wound up costing me five?
Yeah.
I gave her like 11.
Yeah, because you're going to tip.
I tipped well.
Yeah. And then, ugh. Oh, I'm very, very annoyed for you.
I feel like to take these type of liberties with my nachos.
Yeah.
I feel like there should have been a dating scenario. I feel this is a little forward.
He owed you at least a handy after that.
And then I would scream like that.
You little bitch, you ate all my nachos that I was saving for dinner later? Which you do, because you don't want to fill up before you perform.
No, and nachos, they involve a lot. You need forks, you need paws, you need napkins, you need a lot of plate circumference. There's a lot involved with a nacho. Yeah.
Sometimes you get little sides of sour cream, and you want to put just the right amount on each.
Well, the thing was, they
bit.
Put like the sour cream in it already, like
okay.
The cheese, which I'd never seen before.
Yeah, but that makes it very messy and drippy, yeah, and you've got to eat this shit at home.
Yes.
Yeah, we're back in the room. It's like,
yes, that's
no,
what...
no. It's like if I'm going to, you know, do some kind of performance, I don't want to eat it all or just a little bit and, you know, have water to drink and stuff. You don't want to fill up because you feel gross. And you got to be on top of your game when you're performing. So I think that you really do have to, God, you got to smack this little bitch.
I did nothing.
Oh.
I went, you know, listen, I don't need the food. But I was a little hungry. A little hungry.
Did you actually go and get a little snack?
No, I didn't.
No, you just, like, suffered.
Yeah.
Damn. Now, all right.
So I was right to feel like my space had been violated.
Absolutely.
My nachos needed to save space.
Absolutely, they did.
Okay.
Yeah. I am really not down with that whole scenario.
Okay.
But
this
really,
is why I bring these things to you.
But you know what we also have to do is we have to have some set up some phrases that you can use.
Safe words?
Not safe words, but like some assertive phrases you can use when you're in awkward situations, and so that you feel like you have protected your rights, but you don't feel like you were like go overboard.
Let
into
me try
aggro.
One. Let me okay. try. Fuck off, motherfucker!
I love it.
All right,
that's perfect.
All right,
save that. Keep that one in the pocket. For every time somebody is stepping over.
Yeah, you can have some if you suck my cunt.
There you go. Well, that's the one I use.
Okay. So these are good. you like where I'm going with this.
I get eaten out a lot.
Do you?
If I let people have some food, of course. Okay. If that's the phrase I'm using.
Gonna need some napkins.
Everyone needs napkins at this table.
Yeah, I mean, we've established time and time again in these situations, I'm subpar.
You go over, you're the nice guy,
yes,
but it makes you feel bad because now you feel like I've been taken advantage of.
It was just very weird.
Yeah.
And you know what's real? And this, you know, it brings me back like, oh, this is why I got to travel with Joe. I know how Joe's going to annoy me.
Right.
Like Joe and I know how we're going to aggravate each other on
a
trip.
And you bust each other's balls about it and it's over with.
Yeah, exactly.
But this is new and invasive aggravation.
Right.
That no. Look, when you have to travel with somebody for business.
Well, I mean, we didn't travel together, but
yeah. But you're in a work.
Listen,
space.
Man, it's weird. Like I think about like people who I'm gonna take with me, and there's always like little reasons why I say no.
Yeah,
and I've brought them to the show before,
right?
On occasion, but you know, little things. Never offering to pay for gas.
Right.
You know,
right.
That'll annoy me.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that's something where Joe always steps up and I always step up, you know, when driving.
See, but that's the kind of thing that makes me a little paranoid when I'm traveling with people, mm-hmm. because I'm afraid, I am terribly afraid of not, because, you know, I was raised by wolves and sometimes I don't know what's the protocol for certain things. And I'm afraid that somebody won't just gently lead me towards it. They'll just bitch about me behind
my
back.
No, always assume when you're filling up, you're going to pay some money in.
Oh, yeah. No. I know that. I mean,
I would rather overpay and be over generous if I'm not driving.
Yeah. No, Barbara drove around and we gave her money. And, you know, that's what we do. And the thing is, and, you know, it's like everybody provides a little bit of the food,
right.
you know, and a little bit of the booze. And, you know, we take care of each other. But there's other people where, you know, if you go on a trip with somebody and you haven't really traveled together, you're like, am I taking too long getting ready so that we didn't start on our sightseeing early enough? Or I went away with my one friend and we went to Rhode Island. We went to see those big mansions.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so,
I've been up there, seen those mansions.
Yeah. And I was so paranoid that I was going to oversleep for him because he's a little bit fussy, but he wouldn't come out and tell you what's bothering him.
Oh.
That I woke up way extra early and he's like, oh, wow.
Good
I didn't
for you.
Think we were going to get ready.
No, you did that right.
But I didn't want to drag.
You're right.
Out, because I knew that that's something that kind of bothered him, and
but
I wanted
again,
to be ready.
They're mansions. They're not going anywhere. They've been there for like 100 years.
They're staying.
Really, they're fine.
Yeah, it takes more than Sandy.
You don't have to be. You don't have to be up at 6 a.m. Yeah. to go see a fucking mansion.
No, I know. But I just.
But
I that's
very
get ready.
Considerate of you. Good
I try.
For you. Yeah, sure. Absolutely. All right. So that was the nacho situation.
I don't know if I'm strong enough for the next one.
I got to tell you, I love your passion for this. I think I feel like we finally found, in close to 7 years of doing this, your wheelhouse.
Don't touch my goddamn nachos!
Yeah, I really, like, because, you know, what is everybody's strength? What are, you know, because you want to play to everybody's interests
right.
to make it a good show, and so everybody's engaged, and I feel like I finally found yours.
Well, when you bring to the table things that people have done to annoy you, and you're like, is this annoying? I'm like, fuck, yes it is! You know,
yes, but this seemed to annoy you more than most.
Maybe I'm touchy about nachos.
Listen, I respect it.
Maybe I'm hungry.
You know what the solution is? Build the fucking wall. No nachos on this side.
No. No, we will have nachos.
All right, my next story.
Okay, please.
So we have a mattress. It's 15 years old.
Ooh, yeah.
It's you know, it's time for a new mattress.
It has done its time. It has served you well.
It has taken much fire from man and beast alike.
I'm sure it has. Oh, no. Scenarios in my head go away.
Well, because sometimes I get to eat the nachos.
Poor mattress. Exactly. Please feel sorry for his mattress.
A mattress never feels at home like it does in the store.
Wait, what?
When you try out a mattress.
Right.
It always feels a little different then because it's been broken in.
Yeah, yeah.
When you get it home, it feels different.
Yeah, because it's brand new and nobody's been like test driving it in the store.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when we got this mattress, we were so excited to get this mattress 15 years ago. $2,500 mattress.
Right.
It hurt my back.
Oh, wow.
It was too firm. We bought a firm mattress, but we needed a medium. But we thought, because we tried it there, it felt good.
And everybody thinks that a firmer mattress is going to be better for your back.
It's not for everybody's back.
Yeah, we've been told that, and it's not always good.
No. So we wound up putting those egg carton foam.
Yeah.
Which are a pain in the ass.
Yeah, because they shift a little bit.
They flake as they get older.
Yeah, and they make it too fat so that the sheets, the edges of the sheets
not
don't
ideal.
Curl around the edges. Yeah.
Not ideal.
Yeah.
So I said, let's get a new mattress on President's Day. Since it seems like our founding fathers really stood behind a good night's sleep. Because President's Day seems to be when you have the big mattress.
It's very true. Yeah. What is that? A chicken in every pot and a firm mattress on every bed.
Not necessarily firm, but
a medium firm.
It seemed like if we're going to celebrate our greatest president, we should sleep well for it.
God damn it. Throw in for the Tempur-Pedic.
Yeah. So, like I said, we spent $2,500 on the old mattress. My wife had a number in her, had that number in her head.
Right.
So we went on the store's website and they had mattresses for $500.
What?
Yeah. So here's the thing. You can tell the difference between a $500 mattress and a several thousand dollar mattress.
Yes, you can.
So, like, when we go in, you test one of the really good mattresses.
Yeah.
And then you go, well, that seems a little expensive. Let's try some of the other ones. You try some of the other ones. No, we still like the first one the best.
Oh.
And now you're bed hopping in this fucking store, trying all the mattresses. And then the wife's like, but these are still more expensive than what I saw online. We saw $500 mattresses online. They go, oh, you want to test those? And then you go to those. Like, you know what? Fuck it. Put me on a bed of nails.
Oh, you want that crap? We'll bring you to the back of the warehouse where we keep those, honey.
I mean, they put them on because you're all a $500 king size mattress. Seems like a good deal. But after you've been on the really good mattress, I can't. I won't. I shouldn't.
I know. It's like, oh, puh, you know.
Now, my feeling on this is, because the wife and I, we don't go spending a lot of money. We don't splurge.
Right.
If we want something, we don't do really holidays and birthdays. If you want something, you get something.
Right. Yeah, we do the same.
Right. But I feel a mattress is something you should spend money on. It should be comfortable. You're going to spend a lot of time there.
Yes, amen.
Yeah. I mean,
yes.
Even more so than a car, unless you travel for a living like a comic does.
Right.
A mattress, you're going to spend a lot of time. A
lot of hours.
Let's not be cheap on the mattress here. Let's do what we need to do for the mattress.
You spend a third of every day on that thing.
Well, sometimes more.
Sometimes
more. It's a good day.
When you first get married, perhaps.
Mm, right, exactly. Can't get out of this bed quick enough. I'm going to go downstairs and watch some TV before this fucking hen wakes up. Christ, can't even watch TV in my own bed. Hank, can you turn it down? It's too bright. I'm going downstairs to watch Morning Joe.
You know those ears that they have for the deaf guys so that they can listen to the TV and not wake up their spouse?
Yeah, they don't make those anymore on like the big TV.
They don't do that.
No. It used to be you'd put a little plug in your ear and you connect from the one ear. But now we got these big screen TVs that are across the fucking room.
And it's like being in a theater. It's like in sense around. No, it's so like you, screaming so you at you.
So when we walked in, we tested, I would say it was like a $4,000 mattress.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, but, you know, you want a good mattress. Really
And
good.
You test the other mattresses, they don't really hold up.
Yeah, they don't.
It's like taking a test drive in a Mercedes.
Right.
And then deciding I'm going to buy the Ford Fusion. Now, the Ford Fusion is a perfectly lovely car. It's not a Mercedes.
But you were in the Mercedes. You flew out in first class, and you came home in coach.
Came home in baggage.
Yeah. Strapped to the
wing.
So
it's almost like, don't try the good shit.
Almost, yeah.
It's why I'm so happy I've never flown first class, because I couldn't go back.
Yeah, I could. No.
I've talked about this with sporting events.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
How I've had good, like, we went to a Devils game, NHL Devils game last week. Second tier, which is the 100s there.
Mm-hmm.
Center ice, first row.
Oh, wow.
Perfect. You can't go back upstairs. You can't.
No, I am very spoiled. We go to Wynwood concerts really early so that we can get, if it's standing, we stand right against the stage.
Oh, yeah.
I make an eye contact with my friend who's in the band. It's like, that is what I want. I don't want to be way back where.
I picked up Yankee tickets. They were like two for $13.50 or two for $13.
Yeah.
I picked up a pair. They're way upstairs. I haven't sat up there in a long time. I get bored when I'm up that
you
far.
You were sitting in Queens.
Yeah, I'm sitting in Citi Field watching a Yankee game.
or on the godforsaken, uncomfortable bleachers.
Never been there.
Oh, you know.
But I picked behind home plate. I could have been behind in the outfield. I picked, you know, let me sit behind home plate because you see the whole field that
way.
But it's really high. I know I get bored that way because I've had good seats. Once you have something good, it's like if you're fucking a 10.
Yeah.
And she's really good.
Okay.
You can't go to a 3 that just lays there. You can't. I guess some guys
You might have to, but you don't want to.
I mean, I've got a 10 and she's good.
Okay.
This is as good as it gets. I can't have a 3 that just lays there. There's nothing good about it. If you're going to be a 3, as I've often said, you got to try a little more.
Yeah, almost done. Oh, my God. It's chafing me. Sorry.
Well, that just makes it disappear.
Just poked back in, didn't
so
it?
So there's a level. So once you've tested,
right,
you can't go back.
No.
You can't back. I'm not a backslider.
You really can't. So now that you've been on the Cadillac of mattresses and you went to the Board of Nails, was this like your in-store Goldilocks? This porch is too hot.
Well, there's too hot. There's too hard.
Cold,
I feel the springs.
Yeah. So what
so
happened?
Now we're like, oh, well, this really matters. Let's try some other stuff. So now we go to the things where they raise your head and they raise your legs.
Oh, yeah.
This is a game changer.
This is what we have.
I mean.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not the separate ones because the wife didn't want the crack in the middle. So it's like all up or all
down. Yeah, but you have like visitation rights.
Yeah, she didn't want that. So we had
okay.
So it's like all up in the back. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
So it's not like one person's up and one person's down. There's none of that.
Okay.
So. But it's like, well, this will really cut down on snoring. This is good when you have a cold, when the
you
head's
can,
raised.
Yeah.
I'm like, I won't need to struggle with so many pillows.
Well, I've told you, we're going to die in this bed. It is like the Cadillac of beds. I spent an enormous amount of money on this thing, and my husband got sticker shock. I thought it was going to kill
How
him.
How much?
It was over $7,000.
That bed better fucking blow you.
Yeah, and
or it, eat you.
It does.
By the way, Joe's not here when he said he would be, as I predicted.
Of course not. We knew this.
Yes, exactly.
I love him, but he's dead with time.
What brand?
Yeah, it was a Tempur-Pedic. It's
now, aren't those a little warm? She didn't want the foam.
They're
like
a teeny bit warm.
Yeah, I don't like a warm bed.
Anonymous in the chat says, Davin, I love your bed. Oops. I don't know who has been blowing you, but they're in the chat room tonight.
Listen, I'll tell you what. My fans love me, and I love them. If they want to be in bed with me, I let it happen.
Yeah, well, you can sell more merch that way.
Nobody wants the merch. You know, once you've been in bed with me, I just give you an old, you know, fuck the French Cinco de Caco t-shirt. You know, I give you some of the t-shirts that didn't sell. The ones I stopped selling.
That's what he gets?
Yeah, that's what you get. It's always a parting gift. Because that's always the thing. When you sleep with somebody, they need a parting gift the next day. Because apparently the shit they wore there is no longer good enough to wear home. I always lost clothing that way.
Yeah, isn't that weird? I think that's a really weird thing to do.
Yeah, well, no, we don't steal women's clothing. Guys aren't making off with your fucking bra.
No, I know.
Oh, Pip, can I have your yoga pants? No, that never happens. It's a one-way transaction.
I saw you eyeing those pants, and I knew it wasn't about me.
It's a one-way transaction.
Yeah, I know. It really is. It's you lose clothing.
Yes.
After we lose clothing.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So now, like, I'm telling her on the raised portion of it. I'm like, well, this is going to be able to breathe more. I won't need so many pillows. I don't want.
Yeah.
We even got the My Pillow pillow. Wife loves the My Pillow. I'm not a fan of the My Pillow.
Really? I've been wondering about those. Why? What do they do?
I don't know. I've had better.
Okay.
But she loves it. So then we go, well, we tried the head raising one.
Right.
Let's try the leg raising one.
Yeah.
As soon as you raise the legs a little bit, you feel the pressure being removed from your lower spine.
It is heaven.
It's like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
It's like, and I'm like, well, you'd never have to bunch up pillows underneath your legs again, because she does that sometimes when she has a bad back or
yeah.
something. Yeah, you don't have to do this anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, well, now how can you get a bed and not have this feature, which I've never had, by the way.
Well, you know what? You know what sold me on this stupid thing is having to have surgery and being in an actual hospital bed. And I was like, oh, this is the way to fly.
Oh, wow. All this. And they wake me up every 2 hours to stick a needle in me. Can I get that at home?
No, it was like all this and I get morphine that I can control. You know,
now, so, does your bed have the little bar so you don't roll out like they do in the hospitals?
No, just at the bottom.
You have a little bedpan?
No.
Now, here's a concern with the raised and lowering beds that I'm talking about.
Right.
Which you will appreciate, which the wife pointed out, which doesn't even cross my mind. Well, if we were to get this, you got to look underneath the bed, make sure a cat's not under there so it doesn't get crushed. They're not fucking moving at the speed of light, these beds.
No.
How stupid is the cat?
Your cat would have to be a complete moron or dead
already. I'm willing to lose a cat. No, but I'm like,
they move so super slow. The cats are fine.
Right. So I'm like, fine, we can look. And then they have like a light underneath the bed.
Some of them do.
I'm like, this is a feature I don't need.
You don't really need
it. I don't need the feature. I don't need the USB port in the bed.
No,
these are things.
Some people do that because they want a like laptop in the bed.
Yeah, but
like,
I don't need that.
I sit at a desk to do the computer. I don't. You're not supposed to put the laptop on your lap in the bed because it's warming up your boys, and then
yeah,
that's not good for them.
Cooks the boys.
Yeah, it kicks the boys.
You got ball soup down there.
Yeah, you have like half drunken swimmers. It's
yeah.
not good.
Yeah,
for
they're
them.
Fucking climbing to the top of the little viscousy mess that they're in, trying to get some air.
It's kind of like, did you ever make stew and then you cool it to get that layer of fat off the top? Yeah, that's what you're getting. Yeah, that's what you're getting when you cook them, and then yeah. Okay, enjoy. That was a picture.
Enjoy your supper, kids.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I hope nobody's eating right now. By the way, Dave is the one that was talking about your bed.
Oh,
he's been in
the
chat.
He's not invited in. Thought it was a hot chick. Just stupid Dave.
No. Joe's girl says, not Dave. Dave's already here in the chat, that Joe will be here in 5 minutes or so.
Yeah, it's always herself.
It's exactly what you predicted, though.
Yeah, it's always herself. Please. I'd get rich on predicting that Joe is going to be later than the time he said.
I don't know. I'm not.
So now, but these numbers are way more now because we've got a $4,000 mattress, which is on sale. They give you the mattress for the price of the queen
right.
mattress because they're doing the big President's Day sale.
Okay.
So it's a big price draw. But then these like platforms are like $300 or $700 uh-huh. each and everything. So he's like, all right, let me work the numbers, and it's still too high. And it was like, let me talk to the manager. And I go, oh, here we go. I'm like, the show's starting. I'm not keeping this to myself either.
No.
No, I'm saying this to
him. Here we go? You're saying it out loud?
Yes, I am.
I love it. Oh, here we go.
Remember how you say, well, am I snarky in real life? And I go, yeah, I
guess.
Yeah,
you are. Yeah. Okay, this is where you feel free to be you, at the mattress store.
At the mattress store.
Yeah.
Because they want my business.
Right.
They can't tell me to fuck off.
Right, right.
It's really, it's not like the nacho confrontation.
Right, no, that which is socially awkward. But no, you know, everybody knows what the business is with a salesman.
Yes.
My father and I made a mistake. We were joking around and he was looking for a new car. And we were, we're douchebags. We were going, but how many cup holders does it have? And we asked that about...
Cup holders were not always a thing.
No, I know, but we asked that about every car he showed us. So he was like, these douchebags, all they care is how many cups they can have.
It's a big feature. I don't think that's douchebaggy. That's always a concern with me. Well, I'm in my car a lot.
I want cup holders,
yeah,
God damn
that's
it.
A big concern.
I know, but he looked at us like, are these roofs really...
No, if I'm the salesperson, I'm leading with cup holders. I can put you in a piece of shit if it's got six cup holders.
Oh, all righty then.
Sure, I'm leading with cup holders. So he's like, let me talk to my manager. I'm like, now we're in it. So my patience for the hack approach to anything is waning.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's because I've seen so much of it in comedy.
Yeah.
Like I'm tired of the formulaic.
Right.
And I'm seeing how this is going. And I'm telling the sales guy exactly what he's doing.
Oh, now you're playing good salesman, bad salesman.
Yeah, and he has to be nice about it. I'm just like, dude,
I know what you're doing.
Let me run some numbers.
Let's just get to the bottom line of what you're going to offer this
What's it going to take to put you in this bed? How about some Jack Daniels?
I like dinner first.
But anyway, so then he's like, well, then he goes, because whatever numbers he came back, wife's still not having it. She's like, the eyes are bugged out. It's like, whoa, way too much. And at this point, she's better than me. She's not playing the game. She's just not having
she's
it.
She's just like, nope, nobody, nope.
And I'm just like, but it's bad. So actually, she's bad cop. I'm good cop, although it's unintentional. Even though good cop is a snarky douche.
Oh, my God. It's like bad, bad, bad cops.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, Dave.
So then he goes, what's the number that'll get us your business today?
Oh. All right.
Now I can name a number.
Yeah.
I'm like $3,500 out the door.
Okay.
Give me $3,500 out the door. So that gives me the mattress that's originally a $4,000 mattress. The raising stuff, which is like $350 or $700 each.
Right.
The delivery and everything. That's with all the taxes and everything.
Okay.
So I've knocked off like $1,500 or so.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for me. What do you say, buddy?
And he's like, all right. He's like, all right, let me call my regional manager.
Holy hat.
He's calling the regional manager. They can do the deal.
Really?
They can do the deal. Of course, the wife's like, we should have asked lower. You know?
Oh, God. Really? No, no, no. You know, it's like, if you get a good deal, it's like, oh, can I get more? No.
So as we're signing the papers, I hear the other salesman talking to his customers. He's like, I've been doing this for 40 years, and I've never seen a deal like this. Like, talking like, well, I guess the sales are doing it.
Yeah.
We're not making any money on it at all. Yada, yada, yada. I go to the sales guy. I go, oh, he's really good now, isn't he? Just really turning it up. By 40 years in the mattress salesman, we're not making money. I don't know how we're doing it.
Oh, God.
We're going to have to shut off the lights.
Yeah. I don't think I'm eating for the next week.
Yeah, and our guy's like, he's the best. So my question is, was I wrong for calling the sales pitch?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all.
I mean, I know it's
just because that's the way that salespeople are taught to do business doesn't mean that you can't like break the fourth wall and go, look, I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
I'm not part of this play. I get to say the real thing that's happening.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you don't have to play along just because that's their scenario.
It just
no.
seems like so. Ugh.
Like you're just like, can we just cut to the chase? Just in life, like
I really
like
am
breathing. You're just like, could you just breathe?
I get it. In out. I get it. Can we just do in or just do out? It seems a little much. There's two steps here.
Could you just like really gulp it in and hold it for a while?
Yes.
All the noise is bothering me.
Yes.
Yes, I know.
That is me.
No, I think that that's fine. You know, all's fair in retail and wholesale. You have to bargain. I am not as good at that, see?
I'm not very good at that. I hate that. I hate the haggle. I'm not, as a Jew, I should be good at the haggle. Not so good.
What? That is some genetic deficiency you got going on there.
Not a stereotype there. What do you want me to tell you?
There you go.
Not a stereotype. No, I hate that. Just tell me the fucking price.
I know. You know what? That's Mr. Helix has got to look for a new car now because this car has served us well, but it really needs to go someplace quiet and die. And
is it a dog?
Now it is. But it was a Saturn. And the greatest thing about Saturn is that they would tell you, this is the price of the thing.
He has a Saturn in 2018?
Yes.
You know what? The Saturn has gone above and beyond.
It has gone above and beyond.
For a girl that is designed for high school girls in the 90s to still be kicking around in 2018, Mr. Helix really has no room for complaint.
Well, he got a bigger version so he had room for the drums.
No.
But it has served his time.
Car geared for high school girls, much like the Cabriolet. There are certain cars that are girls' cars.
No, this was soccer mom. It was a station wagon.
Whatever. It's a chick's car.
It's somebody's mom.
So Mr. Helix, I hope, will now buy a car for a man.
Well, I don't know. I he might not I be don't ready. Know what he's heading for, and I have ideas. I kind of want him to join the Nissan family because I've been very happy with their products.
What are you, the godfather of Nissan?
No, but once I got in, I couldn't get out.
You like yourself some Nissan.
I love my Nissan.
Well,
I'll tell you
what about the Nissan.
Yeah.
What I've learned from being with you. Small car.
Yes.
Can handle a large load of crap in it.
Absolutely.
So that's
it.
Speaking of large loads of crap, hi Joe.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That wasn't as easy as usual. You took me down a Nissan path, but we got there. That's from Pip.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. Oh, I thought you meant the
gift.
The insult.
No,
the gift
it's like a punishment.
All
right. Funny.
No.
Thank you very much.
I mean, do you like that kind of stuff?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah.
We're talking about jams.
Yeah. Nice.
Talking about jelly.
I brought them jams from Intercourse.
Yes.
Yes, I heard. Yes.
So he'll be getting a new car.
Yeah, soon enough. And yeah. But the thing was that the last one he got was a Saturn. That was their deal. They told you what it cost. That's what you pay. There's none of this back and forth. Oh, no. Well, you're really stretching it. Let me crunch some numbers. Fuck you, crunch your numbers.
You know what he should get?
Just tell me
you
what
it
cost.
You know what he should get? You're not going to find him on a new car a lot, but he should get himself a nice Geo Metro. I really feel that that's where he should go. I feel like that's the next step.
No,
then he could just
no.
tuck as he drives.
No.
I tell you, I love cars. I'm a classic car nut. I love cars. I hate shopping for them. When I bought my other Honda Element, I go to the used car place, and the guy goes, all right, the list price is $27,000. I go, no, it's not. Oh, yes. I go, no, it's not. I go, I've owned one. There's one outside. They list for 24. Where are you
getting?
He's
got a different list.
One. I go, I'm a salesman. I know of an inflated list price to bring it down so you could start negotiating. You inflated the list.
He's just like me, except he's actually got information. I have snark.
Yeah. Right.
But I go,
but same
the truck is 24. Well, okay, I'll see you around. So then, I walked out, and then I came back, and I go, "We ready to do a deal?" You know, and I cut a deal. I am so pissed off. I made a mistake where I got the extended warranty,
right?
And it was for $100,000. The truck had 49,
oh.
And I didn't go. And I was so busy with cutting every other thing down.
Yeah,
I go. I bought that truck 4 years ago. I still beat myself up on that. Why did I miss that? Because I could have.
I think you can let it go.
Yeah.
I mean, there's plenty of new things to beat yourself up over.
He'll give you a list.
Yeah, I got a whole shitload of stuff you can beat yourself up
over. That's fine.
Okay. So the final thing, I'm glad Joe's here for this. So I remember, because it's about comedy.
Oh, yeah, I figured.
So I remember years ago opening up for a comedian named Danny Bevins. I think I've mentioned him before. You know Danny? West Coast guy.
No.
He used to
live here for a while.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I don't remember his act. I don't remember anybody's act, but like Joe's act, which I've seen a bunch of times, or people who I work with all the time.
Yeah.
But most people, I don't remember their act. But I remember being struck by how topical the social commentary was and how extremely funny he was.
Right.
And it left an impression on me. But at the time, I couldn't have even entertained doing comedy like that.
Okay.
I wasn't good enough. I wasn't a good enough writer.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't found my voice yet. You always think you have your voice.
Yeah.
You know, from by the third mic you do, you think, well, this is me.
The third mic.
But we do. But you
no,
don't.
You don't.
But I know you think you do.
You think you do.
You think you
but
do.
But it takes years.
I've got this figured out.
Well, sometimes some guys get it right away. Sometimes it takes years.
Yeah. Well, it took me years.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I was funny. I can make people laugh, and you know I dangled with some edgier topics, but I couldn't do 30 minutes of just on point social commentary. You know, maybe divisive stuff, really funny. I couldn't do it at the time, but over the past few years, I've found my voice.
Right,
I know who I am on stage, and my act is more and more of that stuff, unless what I call the popcorn comedy.
Popcorn comedy?
Well, it's easy. It's fun. You're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
You're not really going to remember you saw. You're not really going to remember who you saw or what you saw. You're just going to remember you.
You enjoyed it.
You laughed your ass off.
Yeah.
You're probably going to love this comic. You're probably going to love popcorn comic much more than social commentary comic.
Yeah, because that guy might piss you off a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Popcorn comic always works.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. Now, there's not as many clubs as when Joe and I started. There's
True.
A lot less clubs. So that means there's more comics than ever, and they're competing for less work, and more and more the clubs don't want to
take really chances on guys that might walk a few people. Popcorn comic, a safe comic.
Yeah.
Give me a guitar, a puppet, something. As long as the puppet, well, the puppet can say racial shit. The guitar shouldn't. But, you know, some guy talking about, you know, how stupid he is compared to his wife. Mwah.
Yeah.
Popcorn comic is going to work a lot more.
Yeah.
So I've been, you know, and now I'm doing much more of the topical social commentary stuff. And I always feel like, you know what? I feel like who I am on this show is even more true than what I'm putting on the comedy stage.
Okay.
I feel sometimes I have to hold back on the comedy stage.
Why are you doing that?
Because people might walk out and I need to work.
Right.
I mean, I'll be more forthright on an opinion I have here. Unless, you know, somebody's not here and a side can't be represented, then I'll play it down on
them. Me personally, there are nights I want to play the game and nights I don't want to play the game.
Well, yeah, there's always those nights.
You know? Yeah, you know, because I'll, you know, do social commentary too. And it's like, there are nights I want to play. Some nights you can't play the game. Some nights you want to play the game. Some nights you don't feel like having a battle. Some nights you're fucking game on.
Yeah.
You know, so it depends. But you know what? Do you feel sometimes you wish you were Popcorn Guy? Because
Here's the problem. Many times I wish I was Popcorn Guy. Mm-hmm. Because now I'm doing much more of the other stuff. I don't remember my popcorn stuff. And there's nights where popcorn is just, it's like, why am I fighting this? Let me just talk about commercials like I used to. Let me talk about my Chewbacca sheets that I used to. I had those jokes. I worked with them. I was headlining them. Yeah, I think they're on the Iraq DVD. Perfectly acceptable funny shit.
What's hanging from your rearview mirror?
But that was kind of edgy because that wound up being edgy.
Yeah.
Well, you know
the
what?
Niggas bit was edgy. But
You know, I tell you, I still want to go the route I'm going. However, I'm going to start to reevaluate. Like all the blogs that I've written, like the whole the end is near blog, the journey to the end blogs and stuff like that. As I've been writing them, I'm like, I go, you know what? I could probably do some stuff here. So there was six parts of the blog series. So I'm going to go back and I'm going to highlight everything, and then I'm going to go out to the club, you know, the Thursdays and Sundays, and I'm going to start hammering something together.
Okay.
See if I can get at least five out of it.
Sure.
You know,
you're taking more chances than you
used. Yeah, also the story about my the time my wife, that we had the bird that got hurt, and my wife is trying to take it, you know, I tell Joanne to take it to the vet, and she winds up dropping it off on the side of the road. And I go, and I told the story.
And you're a Blue Hawk, so that offends you.
Because so I was thinking of doing, you know, doing that. So it's not only like me personally. I'll speak about what gets me upset or gets me fired up, but also I look that a lot of guys are doing autobiographical stuff. So I might take a step that way. I look at it as a writing exercise. Anything, you know, it's always good to get a writing exercise out of there, regardless if it's a political way you feel or something personal that you go out there. And you lay your balls out on the line and see if it can cobble this shit together.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm talking about the most divisive shit. The stuff you're not supposed to. Like, I was just like thinking about, I'm like, what am I talking? I'm covering.
How's everybody doing is divisive shit?
Divisive? Yeah.
Divisive, you know?
Don't ask us that. You're
hurting our feelings.
Oh, my God.
No, he's being funny.
I know, but it's like the breathing in and out. Right. I mean, it annoys me.
I mean,
people.
I was thinking about what am I? I'm covering politics in my ass. Okay. Am I acting my ass?
In your ass, politics in your
gonna
ass.
Gonna be great. Hanging out by your sphincter.
Build a wall around that ass. No Dinkleberry's crossing.
Ass politics.
I got politics. I got pedophilia. I still got race. I got religion. I have terrorism, which I don't get to all the time.
You're a terrible dinner guest.
I am. I got. I've just added sexual assault.
Oh, good.
Like all this shit.
That's a great line. A funny guy, but a bit lousy dinner guest.
It's that's a good intro.
That's a great intro.
It is a good intro.
I'd write that down, yeah.
That's very good.
Funny guy, but a lousy dinner guest. And that's it. That's
So, after the shooting that we had in Florida, and I've thought about this before, I'm like, I really need to write something about guns. But it's one thing to write about guns. I can write a blog about guns, but it doesn't have to be funny.
Right.
I can write a post on Facebook about guns, but it doesn't have to be funny. If you're going to bring it to the stage, if you're going to talk about guns, you better fucking find the funny in it.
Yeah.
Because
I will, you know, post my opinions. I'll fight with you, fight with that dope JJ. I will argue on the show.
You and him should just get a room and fuck,
but,
by the way.
I know, but...
But by the way, isolate that. I said that, and he said, I know.
Funny. I know!
it was coming off the week where he said he'd be gay.
No, but
yeah, you're really.
But you're like beautiful, beautiful. But I will, you know, I will do all that. But go on stage and goof it, man. That is that you gotta fucking.
You gotta have balls of steel.
You gotta have balls of steel. I'll go on all things topical on that. And I don't know. I don't know where you could go, but there are guys, you got your guys like Bill Burr and you know guys like that, that will go there. My hat's off to them.
See, and those are the guys I'm fucking shooting for. Now, trust me, I know it's
no
not...
No pun intended.
There's some bullet balls.
There you go. I know this is going to do nothing for my career, because nothing will at this point. you know, you just kind of know, all right, I'm going to play these places, this is going to be the career, which is fine, and I'm making it harder on myself, but at least I can look myself in the mirror.
Right.
So I'm like, I really want to talk about guns, but I got to figure out how I can do this and be fun. So I'm driving home from Pennsylvania.
Okay.
From my gig on Friday night with the Nacho debacle.
Yes.
Yes. And by the way, we found Pip's passion. She laid out a primal scream that we've never heard on this show. With all the awful things we cover, nachos was the line
for
Pip.
Kind of pissed we were shorthanded at the day program. Today. Listen to the replay.
Lost it.
Yeah, really. You'll be blown away by her reaction. But I'm like, well, I want to try to figure out how I can do this.
Okay.
I want to try to get my thoughts. So I wrote it in my head.
Yeah.
Then I put it on paper. I had a show on Saturday night. And it was just like my feelings were the psychology behind the shootings. It's not like, you know, you shouldn't buy guns. Guns are bad. That gets preachy and it's too deep. You know what? If you have a real following, you know, and people are coming to see, you can do a 7-minute fucking dissertation without a punchline.
Right.
You'll be allowed to do that.
Right.
I'm not at that stage yet. Nobody wants my innermost deep thoughts unfortunately.
You need to be a Bill Burr or something like that.
Exactly. Exactly. But if I can put out what I think is the psychology behind this and why certain things are happening and why certain things are not happening, and I can make that fucking funny, then I feel like I've accomplished something. Now, I still feel like, man, there's so much more I want to say about what I really feel about this shit, but I think that's a big step. So I'm like, you know what? Let me try this on Saturday night.
How many minutes in did you try it?
Well, I had it in a chunk. Normally, I lead with the new shit.
But that's dangerous.
But
to
that's
do.
You know me. I got new shit.
But it's stupid. I wouldn't do that. No, fuck.
You see me pull it off.
But it's a dangerous thing because if you're gonna go there, you need a lot of character expansion.
I'll do new shit
to fucking do to
right,
do that.
Yeah. Like when I'm working,
you gotta have them. I'm sorry, dude. You gotta have, on this. You gotta have them right fucking with you go there.
In the city at this point, I'm there, I'm just doing new stuff. So I'm opening with shit that's gonna fucking blow their mind. Mm-hmm. But because I'm confident in my voice and who I am, I know I can weave in and out of stuff and negotiate it. Right. You know. So now it's following my Scott Baio sex abuse fucking stuff. It's really nestled in nicely. Oh no, excuse me. I apologize. It's following my Pokemon Holocaust Museum stuff before my sex abuse Nicole Egger bestiality shit. So
oh
it's real. That's
God.
That's what
it's the children's show.
It really is, Joe.
It really is.
So I'm like, so I ask, are there any gun owners here? And there's gun owners. I'm like, good. I'm thinking in my head, good. Let me fucking fire it. Let me bring this shit out there. And I did it, and it got laughs. It got a fucking applause break.
Wow.
First time out
what
of the
was the line?
It wasn't a line. I didn't just do a fucking joke. I wrote a whole fucking bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like a several minute bit on why I think this shit's going on and the psychology behind it and what's wrong with it, and it fucking did it. So now it goes to Kentucky.
Oh boy.
Now it goes to Kentucky.
Keep
but I was
Dave, next time you come up here, bring him Kevlar.
But I was really proud of myself. Now to get to Joe. But it feels good to do comedy like that.
Of course.
It feels really good. Like, I feel bad. Because I got to look myself in the mirror. I can't do the popcorn shit anymore. Like, if I'm doing like a private event.
You're going to have to do the popcorn shit because if you want to start, if you want to keep working down the Bahamas and shit like that.
I do my shit there.
Mm.
I think at this point it's strength of personality where they like me. And I can weave in and out of shit. And you got to remember, I'm not preaching to people. I'm not doing necessarily what I want to do with it.
Right.
I'm raising the fucking issues. Right. I'm saying, hey, this is going on, and look at this, and this is going on. Like I got a thing. Go listen. I got a joke. I'll say this. I have something that'll prove that Donald Trump is either a liar or makes bad decisions. I open a joke by that. I go, listen, I know Trump fans, you don't want to hear this, but hear me out. By the end of what I'm about to say, you'll have to agree. That's all preface a joke. It's a newer joke. I said, Donald Trump told us he likes to eat at McDonald's because he knows he won't get poisoned there.
Mm-hmm.
I go, folks, everybody's eating McDonald's. Has anybody ever walked out of McDonald's and not felt like they were poisoned there? So it's like, I'm calling him a liar and a bullshit artist, but I'm bringing him to a place to go, and we go, all right, he's got a fucking point there. I mean, nobody feels good about eating at McDonald's. What's Trump talking about? So it's like I set them up to put them on fucking edge. I'm making my point. But I'm not doing what I would do, like, if me and Joe were having a debate, go, fuck you, he's a liar, here's this, the other.
Right.
I'm making, like, a softer thing. Or, like, what I did the other night with, like, Trump, you know, it came out that the authorities said it was definitely Russia that hacked the election.
Uh-huh.
And I said somewhere in New Jersey there's a 400-pound man on his bed breathing a sigh of relief. Because that was what Trump said during the debates. He said, I don't know. You don't remember that?
No.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He goes, yeah, it could be a 400-pound guy in New Jersey sitting on his bed on his computer. That was one of the things Donald Trump said.
I thought he was talking about Christie.
No. I think you're a little light on 400.
I know you supported the guy. I have to go easy on him.
No, but you know, and shit like that. Now, not everybody got that.
Right.
But it's like, it's not like I hate this motherfucker, but it's like, well, here's some bullshit right here.
Right, right.
So, but anyway, so I feel good about this. Joe's right. I probably should remember the popcorn shit. It's really hard to do.
Yeah.
It's really, I'd rather talk to the audience and do crowd work. Like, I haven't done the stuff about sheets and commercials 4 years? Five years?
You're letting the comedy industry down.
No, because you know what, Joe? There's enough guys doing that shit. And they're working a lot, and good for them, but I got to look in the mirror.
Yeah.
So a friend was working with Joe this weekend, and he said that you did great. And he said Joe's hard to follow. And I was actually surprised when he told me that. I thought Joe was closing the show. With the comics that were announced on the show, and the booker, I thought Joe was going to close the show.
Okay.
But Joe wasn't closing the show. Anyway, he said, Joe's so angry now. I said, Joe's always been angry. He goes, yeah. He said, yeah, but I believe it now. I said, yeah, because you agree with his politics. He said, yeah, but the stuff about his ex is great. He goes, I feel the anger. I said, yeah, because you hate your wife too.
Oh, yeah. We were commiserating at the table.
What?
We were commiserating
exactly.
at the table.
I go, yeah, you feel the exact same way he does. And the weird thing is, Joe's actually much happier than he used to be.
Yes, a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
A lot.
So that's the weird thing about it. I really feel his anger now. No, man, that's your anger.
No, we feel it from when we're talking to Tay. Yeah, we do.
Yeah, it's sort of you commiserated and it turned into an inferno together.
But that's what I was calling him on. I'm like, he's always been this way.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember when I wanted Joe to open for me several years ago. And they saw Joe's tape, and they're like, well, does he have to be that angry?
Does he have to be that angry?
That?
Why, yes.
Must have
yes,
been an
does.
Old tape, because I was really, like, hollering on stage like a lunatic.
I used to do that a lot, about inane shit, like we all did.
Yeah.
About inane shit. Yeah. Yeah. You're really upset about a Mac machine, an ATM. The passion that you exuded. But we did that. That's what you do. That's why there's like comics that are very successful, and they'll be like screaming about something like dog shit. And I'll be thinking to myself, are you really that upset about dog shit? Out of all the things going in the world, is dog shit the thing that sets you off?
Don't look at me. I just went ballistic over nachos.
I mean, that's true. But the Northeast exports angry fucking comics.
Oh, yes.
That's
oh,
our calling
yes.
card.
I think that's why I always have a problem down south. Down south, like, you know, I'll travel with him. You never problem. Down south, they just, I always have a problem down south.
Well, you haven't done it a lot.
Yeah, I guess.
You got to learn how to do it.
The Northeast exports angry fucking people.
I don't think it was the anger. You had one fucking show that wasn't.
It was two shows. It was two shows.
So what are you gonna do?
I'm like, oh, you know, no. That was on me.
And you know what? Yeah, here's the thing. You know what you had? You had feature sets. That's what you had. They weren't bad. They were okay. But you expect higher of yourself.
But the funniest thing after those two shows, going into that third show Saturday. It was the weirdest thing. I was into doing a show. I'm not, you know, I'm always, I like doing a show, but I told him in the car, I go, you're not going to believe this. I'm into fucking doing stand-up tonight. I really am.
Which is nice, because that's what we were there for.
Well, I understand that, but it's, there's, and you'll agree, there's nights that you want to,
yeah,
you know,
stand,
but there's nights that, you know, like, I got to go do a gig, I'll have fun, but there are nights that you go, I really want to do some fucking stand-up tonight, man.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. You'll be better playing other regions, first of all, when you do it more.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's a big part of it.
Yeah, I realize it was a learning curve, you know?
And this all relates to the city. When we started, we heard there was a city set and then there's your road set. Mm-hmm. Remember hearing that mm-hmm. shit?
Yeah.
And we had our city set and our road set.
And you would go out of your way and neither should the two meet.
Right.
But then you get to a point, which is where I am at this point, and if you do both, you get there. You go, this is just my show.
Mm-hmm.
This is my show. This is what I do. I'm going to bring you to me. So when you figure out, and you're working on it, you've grown a lot. You've really written a lot in the past couple of years. When you figure out what your show is, and I don't mean the same material all the time, but who you are, stick to your guns, the persona, not going to back down. When you figure that out, it's not going to be regional anymore because they're just going to come to you. It's just the way this shit works, and I only know it because I went through the process. Now there are a few jokes I'll do in the South that I won't do up here. Yeah, perhaps.
Yeah.
But at this point, you saw me down there. I'm talking about the same shit in deep red fucking states that I'm doing in the blue states or I'm doing in liberal New York City. I'm talking about the same shit. Here we are, motherfucker. I'm bringing it. Let's go.
Well, your thing is you have let's try that again. You do crowd work a lot better than I do. And if they're not buying, you go right into them and get them. With
yeah,
the crowd work. That's something that's a skill that I am not good at.
Well, that's something I would tell, and I've told you know? Comics this. And I would tell you, there's plenty of open mics where you live, and I've told you you don't even have to go to an open mic. You do it on the weekends in the island, and you refuse this. I would do crowd work
because
then.
The governors and you got to.
Then go to mics.
It's material.
Go to mics.
But no, I'm not against that. I mean, there's a.
Then
mic.
You should go to mics
yeah.
and do some fucking crowd work. I'm not going to do any material tonight. I'm just going to talk to the audience. I'm going to yeah. find the funny. Collectability is the key.
Yeah.
Now, trust me, I still have people complain about me. Shut up, you.
That was low hanging fruit. I,
exactly.
I do have
like Christy being more than.
I do have honor. I do have honor. Yes.
He was above that one.
It's like.
No, I had a woman on Saturday, and then we're going to take our break, and we'll bring Dave back after. I had a woman on Saturday, and, you know, it's in the middle of a snowstorm, and they come in late, and this guy, and her man is a horse doctor, and he works on procreation. Yeah, I know. And, yes, and Pip gives the hidey-ho with the fist.
Oh,
and he's
hysterical.
His specialty is procreation of horses. That's,
I knew what you were doing.
That's his fucking thing. Okay, now this drunk woman is yelling, asses and vaginas! Asses and vaginas! During my show.
Oh, my God.
Now, also on this show...
Where were you?
Is that our bowling team?
I was in,
what the fuck?
I was around here, 45 minutes away. Also on this
show... Oh, yeah, yeah.
Also on this show are an 11-year-old girl and
oh,
a 13-year-old girl.
No. Oh, no.
And they want to be veterinarians.
Oh no!
So I'm like, well, can they intern with you? And I'm goofing around on this whole fucking situation. By the way, Joe, we're talking about finding yourself. Here's something to keep in mind. It's a little tougher to do kid touching material when there's kids in the audience. Learn that. Anyway,
wow,
it didn't stop me, but it's a little tougher.
Should bring them on stage and just display.
Oh no!
There's the balls I'm telling you to have.
Yeah. And then we've been calling him R. Kelly.
You know what? I like Saturday nights because they play like All in the Family and Good Times and all those on Channel 11. And I just love sitting there watching them. But the less I can watch them, the better.
Yeah,
I need to work.
Yeah, really.
So now I'm goofing on the man.
Right.
Obviously, because she's blurting out shit and everything.
Oh, my God.
So she gets up and complains that I'm, like, goofing on him, you know, insinuating, you know, something with him and the girls, while she's complaining about, well, she's blurting out asses and vaginas.
Oh,
so
my God.
I still, and then on Friday, there was this drunken woman, and I started doing politicals, and she was, like, drunk for the feature and everything. She was, like they were tailgating for the comedy show or something. And for some reason, I was doing something, so I wound up calling her a Russian bot. So I'm good. Like, she was the go-to fucking gag because she was drunk and stupid and everything.
Nah. You see the little zero?
Yeah. Because she's making a scene. You have to address it.
Of course.
Right.
So then she goes to the back and complains that I'm doing political shit.
Oh, my God.
It's like, you have to be aware of yourself.
Living to the back. There's always the people in the back.
Yeah. No, she's going.
We're in the back. Come to us for complaints.
She's going to the nacho eater and the bartender.
Oh, yeah.
complaining about it. But then she came back. She gave me a high five and everything. But, oh, shit, he shouldn't do political shit. Fuck you. I'm going to do my act.
So who the fuck are you, lady?
Exactly. Yeah. And you're drunk, so shut up.
This is not an a la carte act.
Throw a pet at me.
I didn't. I bounced towards you. I wasn't throwing it towards you.
Okay.
All right. Let's take our break. We'll bring Dave back. On the break, we're going to hear new music from Ahreen with Sorrow and Joe Tavano with Home, and you can learn more about both artists at deucemusic.com,